Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. You could turn $10 into $250. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/fan and use code FAN. That's code FAN at prizepicks.com/fan.
Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'm in my fashion era, Schlatt.
Are those windbreaker pants that make really loud noises when you walk with them? Way too baggy for me.
They're baggy jean pants, actually.
Baggy jean pants?
What do you think of that?
Not doing anything for me. Listen. I respect you as a person, but we need to get to the bottom of this, okay?
You saw this shirt?
Never even been to Maine, I guarantee
it.
I've been to Bar Harbor. I've climbed to the top of Cadillac Mountain or drove to the top of Cadillac Mountain and watched the sunrise.
I don't know what it's really like in Maine. Been to Bar Harbor. Fuck you, dude. I'm in Maine right now. Look at me.
Have you been to Acadia?
Hell yeah, I've been to Acadia.
Okay, well, listen, I'm feeling fun and fresh. I'm feeling confident and cool. And look at you over there. You're in hell.
Your jacket's making more noise than your voices.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that ring is screaming. That ring is screaming, poser, as well.
This guy?
Right into that microphone. Yeah.
It's just
that one.
Metal
that
ring.
One.
What are you talking about?
Fucking poser. That's what.
Oh,
saying.
My God. Sorry I didn't, like, grow out my facial hair, and then that's all I've been.
Gildan 5000, $6 shirt.
This was, like, a fucking $6 shirt as well. I got this in Maine.
No, you didn't.
I bought this at a building that is it was called Wild Blueberry Land. Wild Blueberry Land.
You're
look
making
it up.
That up. That
look
doesn't
it up.
It doesn't
look it
exist.
Up. Wild Blueberry Land. It's a building that is a giant blueberry, and they sell blueberry ice cream, and they sell a Maine shirt, like the one I'm wearing right now.
He's delusional. Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Chuckle Sandwich. We got Tucker in the chat. We got Schlatt smacking his dirty little lips.
I did not smack him once.
He's
I'm
been
in
smacking
right
his dirty
now,
little lips.
Sitting at the right hand of the Father. That's right. I made it, and you didn't. You know why?
And I'm your host, Fashion Ted.
Because you spend too much time on fashion forums. Let me.
I'm not on forums, man.
You've been browsing r/male.
Don't try to tell me I'm on
advice, haven't you?
No, I'm not on Reddit.
You've been browsing r/male fashion advice. You got a burner account on your that you've had for 5 years. Subscribed to that subreddit.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Dead wrong.
Yeah.
Dead wrong.
You browse r/
I'm not a fashion redditor.
Aren't you?
I'm a fashion talker.
Talker?
As in TikToker. I'm looking at TikToks.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's arguably worse.
No, yeah, it's not.
I was gonna
say. No, it's not, because it's got its ear to how the world is moving, as opposed to Reddit, which is stuck in 2005. And so are you.
Hey, Schlatt. 2005 was a great time.
Mm, really?
Yeah. Backyard baseball, playing fucking Trackmania Sunrise from the Scholastic Book Fair. The fuck do you think you are? Reading that 2006, they were a year ahead. The Guinness Book of World Records for 2006.
Here's what I'll say. I'm rocking 1995 right now with this fit. Rocking 1995.
Yeah, the jacket's louder than you are.
Pre-9/11.
It's just... Yeah.
Pre-9/11. Okay.
Why did that have anything to do...
When the Twin Towers were in the New York City skyline, before you came along, I might add.
Are you suggesting... What are you suggesting?
Well, everybody knows you were born the day before the tragedy. Can we say a thing or two about... I don't know. The Antichrist? Can we talk about the Mark of the Beast? Will you drink Monster all the time, Schlatt? I remember that you're a little bit of a bit of a guy for White Monster. You turn flip that shit over.
You think I'm a guy for White Monster? I'm a guy for white flowing luscious titty milk is what I'm a guy for.
Well, I think that you're the devil, and I'm looking good, and I'm happy that my jacket is loud. Okay, maybe I'll take the jacket off. I'll just stick with the...
Oh, no, don't take the jacket off. Don't take the jacket off.
Okay, now I'm getting mixed signals here.
That would be admitting defeat. That'd be sad. Would that be sad?
No, it was more of like a response to the audio gripes that were being thrown out. But fine, I'll keep the jacket on. Welcome, everyone, to Chocolate Sandwich. It's
really
a great
loud,
day.
Isn't it, Tucker?
It is loud. You sound like a speakpipe recorder. Half our fans are jumbling their mic while they record.
Yeah. Okay. Because they record on their phones. Okay. They don't have this high quality, nice microphone right here. I don't know. How was your week, Schlatt? Fucking hell. Give me a break, man.
Well, as you can see from whatever's behind me right now, I am not doing great. I'm going somewhere right now. I'm going somewhere on this green screen.
Yeah.
Behind me.
You could be in hell. You could be in heaven. You could be anywhere. The opportunities are endless. And also, if it's just the editor just keeps it to straight green screen, you could just be wherever our viewers want you to be.
Yeah, let me give some green screen lines right now. Editor, keep it green screen mode. And then watch this. Ready? Ready? I fully support this.
Do another one where you're like, this is disgusting. Get this out of here. I don't want to see this.
This is... What's wrong with my camera, dude?
I don't know what's wrong with your camera. I need some more lighting in here. Yeah, yeah. You need to turn up the lights a little bit.
Yeah,
I do.
But listen, I'm going green screen mode. I'm feeling a little crazy today, you know? What are we doing today on the pod?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of hot takes out there in the universe. There's a lot of hot takes. Some of them be like, oh, Ted doesn't know what he's doing when he's dressing. Ted doesn't know how to be cool. Ted's jacket's so loud. These are all hot takes to me. And a while ago, we asked our little audience, our little community, Chuckler Army, what their hottest takes were. And so Tucker, as I've said, journeyed into the speak pipe. He went through the blood and bones. He waddled through the blood and bones.
No.
And now he's got something special for us.
There we go. This is from Squiggly Line.
Yeah, their name is...
Hey, Ted, Schlatt, and Tucker, of course. Tucker haters, fuck you. Been subbed to the YouTube channel since the whole thing started. Rest in peace, Charlie. My question, simple Rest and plain, peace. Bowling or mini golf? All right, bye.
Bowling.
Oh.
Bowling. Yes, that's our hot take, but it was recent. I thought it was pretty good.
Bowling's pretty fun. There's some pretty fun bowling spots in LA, too, that I like going to.
We call them bowling alleys.
I'm sorry, I called it a bowling spot. You're right. I should call it by its full name, Bowling Alley. Yeah. Bowling Alley. Are you... I don't know if you knew this, Schlatt, but being from Massachusetts, we actually have our own type of bowling that you might not even know about.
What do you have?
I'll show you right now. I've got a prop.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's got a prop. Dude, he's showing his ass, and I don't like that. I don't like when he does
that. Yeah, those dumbass shoes, too. He's never looked worse. He's never looked worse.
Right here.
What's this?
What I have.
What's this?
It's a bowling pin.
No, that's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's not.
This is a bowling pin.
Nuh-uh.
It is.
No, it's not.
Au contraire, I doubling down, I assure you, sir, this is a bowling pin. It's been up on that shelf for a while. This is a candle pin bowling pin from Tucker and I's hometown, Bowling Alley.
That doesn't seem right. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's candle pin. It's basically like they're like small balls. They're like the size of a bocce ball. And then these are what the bowling pins are. They're taller than like a 10 pin bowling pin, allegedly. And you can just whip them. You can whip them down the lane. They're awesome.
That seems wrong. That's like a perversion of bowling. Similar to how mini golf is a perversion of regular golf. And I don't think that's right. I had a ball back in the day. You had a ball where you bowled with, you know, you take it down to the alley.
Oh, you had your own?
Oh, yeah, I had my ball.
You can't just say I had a ball. Like you got to clarify.
In the context of a discussion about bowling? Yes, yeah, I can. I had a ball.
Previously gets pedantic about calling it specifically bowling alley and not bowling spot, but then just calls a bowling ball ball is crazy.
I had a ball. And I had a little bag full of powder that helped you get a grip on the ball. No. That's a towel. That's different. You'd have a little bag that you'd hold up. You kind of pop it, and it'd make a puffs of smoke. Uh-huh. And it smelt like vanilla.
That's surprising.
Yeah. They made them scented. They made them scented.
Wait, so were you part of like a bowling team or something when you were a kid?
Yeah, of course. Of course I was.
No, not of course. Not of course. This is lore I've never heard before. Right. I knew that you played baseball. I didn't know that you were on a bowling team.
I was on a bowling team.
Really?
Had a lefty ball. It was blue and red and kind of purple where the two colors met.
I hate that I feel like there's a 40% chance that you're lying to me right now.
What?
But you know too much information.
I don't lie.
Okay. Well, that's a bold thing to say. But
you'd fucking throw it. The best game I ever bowled was a 208. You can fact check this across years of me saying this. 208.
Huh. And
okay.
When did you...
I'll revise this and say between 205 and 210. It's somewhere in there.
When did you play bowling? Like what years of your life?
How old am I now?
You're 23.
Half my life ago. This is 24. I was half as old as I was now. Yeah, I was a bowler.
Wow.
That's the coolest thing Schlatt's ever brought up.
Yeah, no, that's sick.
Yeah, man. You know, my bowling alley had a little, you know where the bowling ball pops up, goes underground, pops up in that little thing? It had a little air vent on that. It was a really cool one. You'd hold your hand by it, and it'd like cool your hand off before you went and bowled again.
Because you were on such a roll that your hands were getting hot with the friction?
Yeah, well, that's where the bag comes into play. You'd kind of... toss
Dude,
it around and it
we gotta
we gotta go to that place in LA.
Nice vanilla
we gotta
scent.
Do a Chuckle Sandwich special where we bring you to a bowling alley, man.
I'd smack the fuck out of you. It wouldn't even be close.
It would be funny though. I want to bring. Should we do that? Should we do a Chuckle Sandwich special where we bring you to a bowling alley?
I'm probably not half the man I was back in the day. So
I mean, you're we'll twice as old. So perhaps
maybe it'll cancel out then.
Damn, dude.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty comparable in terms of the question to choose bowling as well. I will say, I'm gonna start gesticulating with this. I will say, when my sister and I were kids, we loved both doing mini golf. But then one time, she and I argued so hard during one of our mini golf excursions that my parents banned us from playing mini golf. Like wouldn't even entertain the notion of playing mini golf for years. And so there was like maybe like a 10-year gap
in my employment history when it came to mini golf, where I just never played it. But then coming back to it, it was pretty glorious when I got my chance to get back
also,
on the green.
Side note, you know me as the baseball player. The one thing I knew about golf and all of its perversions is that it'll fuck up your baseball swing if you play too much of that. You know?
Oh, so really?
It's a similar motion, but it's just off enough to fuck up your actual swing. Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. And
golf is a weird swing too. Like my dad's played golf forever, and he'd take me to the driving range, but I would never actually play golf. Yeah. Like I never got to the point where I was good enough that like he felt like I deserved to like actually try to play golf with him. Cause it's like it feels kind of complicated, you know, like the whole, how are you getting that small ball moving exactly how you want it? I think it's bullshit.
That's true.
I think it's on a wire.
No. No.
I think that's what they do. And it's the highest bidder.
No. I don't think that. What do you mean the highest bidder?
Tucker, back me up here. Tucker knows what I'm talking about.
No, dude, no. I'm okay at golf. So
no. Like you, the way it works is like everybody's like there's a guy that sets up the wires, and then everyone puts in a silent blind auction or whatever, and then whoever paid the most, they hit the best. And maybe sometimes they don't even set up a wire, which is why some people suck. I don't think I ever got a wire.
Your parents just told you this because you were so bad.
You think I learned this from my parents? No.
Yeah. They needed something to like not have you crying the whole way.
No, I figured this out on my own.
That's true. All the JV ballers on my team would say, oh, it's just the wire. That's how he gets so good. They said someone sets up the... ball wires before.
Answer me this. Okay. If you don't think that there's a wire, I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind, and you're going to be like, Ted, you're so smart. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'll give you my half of the podcast revenue. Basically, damn. How does the guy who's filming the golf on the TV know how to track that fucking golf ball? It's this big. Dude's like fucking hundreds of meters away.
He goes like this.
That shit's on a wire. No, he's not going like that. That doesn't help.
He's fucking looking.
Help.
Yeah, he goes.
No, he starts shivering. He starts
fucking looking for the fucking ball, bitch.
He starts taking one of those pills from Limitless and he starts locking in.
Let me tell you what wasn't on the wire. Fucking Tiger Woods' Cadillac as it crashed into that tree. He was driving that fucking thing the whole way. I'll tell you that much. There's no wires in his life.
Exactly. I mean, but in on the field,
on
there's
the
a
field,
wire.
Also, no.
Think
wires.
About it though. Think
no
about
wires.
It though.
No.
Think about it.
No.
The guy who sets up the wires is in cahoots with the camera guy. He goes up and he's like, "Here's the wire movement for today," and then the guy knows exactly where to film. Okay, whatever. We can move on to the next question.
I don't
question.
Agree with that.
I just think that
I mean, maybe the commenters just, can say. Maybe
I just think that there's a wire.
No, if there was a wire, they wouldn't need those insane fucking camcorders that they record the golf shows with that specifically have those lenses that stay in focus however your fucking focal length is, however zoomed in you are. This is stupid, man. This is stupid. I'm not even talking about this anymore. Not even talking about this shit.
I just think it's on a wire.
It's not.
Here comes Michael Brody Riley.
Sup, Chuckle Crew. My name is Michael Brody Riley, and here's my hot take.
Michael hey. Brody Riley.
Okay, well, wait. Yeah, we got Michael Brody Riley.
Sup, Chuckle Crew. My name is Michael Brody Riley, and here's my yeah, it is. Hot take.
Fuck yeah.
I don't like drinking my milk after my cereal. I think it's gross. It's I don't care if it's wasteful. It has a weird texture. It tastes weird. It's just not good, and you're a bad person for doing it.
Hmm. I can't necessarily support the moral aspect of that, of being a bad person for drinking milk after.
I agree with depends. Michael Brody Riley. I agree with him. I
have mixed feelings on Michael Brody Riley.
I like him. I think I'm in love with Michael Brody. No.
Explain that.
I walked that back.
Let's talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
No, let's walk forward. Let's follow that feeling. No,
I
be truthful.
Think that you don't have to drink the milk afterwards. I don't care about being wasteful. What? I have to drink the fucking pint of milk after I put my Lucky Charms in it?
You have a whole pint of milk left over after you...
No, I don't want... Even if I had a whole quart of milk after it, it still doesn't change the fact that Taylor Swift and her fucking chief boyfriend is fucking flying each other out on private jets every night after the big game and the big concert.
Yeah, true that.
And it
true
doesn't
that.
Change
she
the
is
fact
showing
that
up to a lot of games.
Ariana Grande, that fucking home wrecker... with that husband who left his wife and kid to be with her, are probably putting out more carbon dioxide in a day than I'll ever do in my life. What?
Yeah.
So fuck you. I'll dump an entire gallon of milk down the drain right now. See if I care.
And if you think about it, like sometimes when the dairy industry ain't rocking and rolling and baking biscuits, they'll dump milk out. Like, you know how like the U.S. government's got like fucking like $3 billion of cheese in caves?
No.
So like the U.S. government has like $3 billion worth of cheese in caves.
That's not true. What?
So the Department of Agriculture owns only a portion of the estimated 1.4 billion pounds of cheese. Pounds of
cold
cheese.
Storage across the country. That's what I keep my Bitcoin in.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
This is a recent thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they've got.
All of a sudden, they're like, we got to start putting this shit underground.
And not only that, we got to start putting this shit in the caves. We got to. Somebody came in and we were like, we got a lot of cheese. We got to put it somewhere. And I was like, well, I've got the cave for you. Like, somebody's been waiting to put some cheese in those caves. Yeah, no, I think 1.4 billion pounds of cheese. That's a lot of cheese. If you think about it. If you gave everyone a pound of cheese in America, everyone would get 1 pound of cheese for like 4 years.
No.
Yes.
He's talking about an annual gift of cheese.
You're talking about a yearly dividend of cheese?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, we couldn't pass the tax break.
From cereal milk. What?
Well, because it crossed my mind. I was like, I was talking about Taylor Swift flying around, and I was like, well, he doesn't know that the government's got a shit ton of cheese in caves, and I got to talk about it. Yeah, they're keeping cheese in caves, man. I don't actually know what type of cheese. Could be Munster. Could
I hope
be
it's
Brie.
Munster.
I feel like it's pretty unlikely it's Brie. What I think it is probably a lot of cheddar. A lot of cheddar in Humbert cheese, fucking... In Toma, Wisconsin, Hunbird cheese, fucking red wax.
No.
Is what they're in.
I'll have the Munster and I'll have the Pepper Jack.
What are you ordering from it now? Are you ordering from the cheese cave right now? Yeah. I'll have the Munster and. What are you.
Mr. Trump, I'll have the. I'll have the Wheel of Pepper Jack, please. Yeah.
Yeah. What are the caverns bringing us today? What's in the lower caverns? Oh, yeah, no, we've got some... Oh, well, we've got a lot of Parmesan in the lower caverns. Mm. Wow. Okay, American cheese.
I think they just mean it's like American-made cheese. I don't think it's American. American cheese isn't even cheese.
Yeah, no, if there was 1.4 billion pounds of Kraft American cheese in caves...
Just fucking Kraft singles.
Dude, just leave it there.
Dude, that's a really hard photo of fucking Ronald Reagan holding up a block of cheese.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I like that. Wait, so what information have you learned from this article so far, Tucker? What pressing information about the cheese caves?
I've learned that Ronald Reagan at one point held a 5-pound block of cheese.
That is very apparent. You're right. It is there. Yeah. It is
that
there.
Photo
this is a pre,
that photo
it's a
is
pre-
almost as hard as fucking Michael Brody Ryan's name, Riley name.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Forgot
I wonder if Michael Brody Ryan knew that the cheese Riley, caves exist.
Michael Had Riley you, Brody?
That has been itching to tell somebody about the cheese caves. Like, that's been living in your head rent-free, dude.
No, there's been several times it's crossed my mind on the podcast, and I'm like, no, it's not the time. It's not the time to talk about the cheese caves. I'll find my
Taylor
my
Swift,
moment.
Dude. You were just talking about her.
Wait, and it's also
and
a
she got, did a
wait,
got
it's
milk
a got
ad.
Milk ad with Taylor Swift
wow.
on
Wow. Wow.
What the... Wait, that's weird, though. No, you got to think about how... You're not nearly as surprised as you
that's
should be,
That's serendipitous. Shred. That's serendipitous. I that, will say, though, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Why are you saying it like Donald Trump?
That's I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
She roots for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Does she root for the Chiefs?
They did the Bills dirty the other night.
Wait, so can I read that? Can I read that? Oh, you left it. I want to read that last thing. It seems that we should not be asking people if they got milk and instead think about how to use up the existing cheese supply without adding to it. Is that a problem? Are we adding to the cheese supply against our own will as a country? The funds used to subsidize the overproduction of dairy and maintain cheese caves may be better spent elsewhere. Oh, so this is like a production thing. So there are... That's not just like to have, like they have so much cheese that they're keeping it all in caves and just not giving it away. And
yeah,
people are starving.
I'll throw out a hot take, Ted. I don't think my taxes should be going to fund a fucking cheese cave. I'll say it.
I mean,
I think it's, dare I say, better off going to the military.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what would be interesting is if, and I think that they should do this in general. But if you paid your taxes, I feel like it'd be really cool and probably pretty easy for the government if they gave you a little receipt and it kind of showed you what that amount went to. So you could kind of understand what where your tax money was going to. And
like an audit.
I think that the cheese caves would go away real quick if somebody was like looking at their taxes and they just so happened to like 5% of their taxes going to like maintaining the cheese caves. Be like, fuck is a cheese cave?
like it's not even cave? It's not equally weighted, and some person just gets their receipt back and they're like, I paid fucking $30,000 for a cheese cave. What?
Yeah, like it's
all
just like some
taxes?
People get 100% towards the cheese cave, some get like 0.1. No, I think that would be great for our country to have that. Consider it Biden? Yeah, can think about it.
Yeah.
Or
that'd
the IRS.
Really good, Gouda.
Yeah. Gooding.
Can we go to the next one, please? I think I'm having an aneurysm.
Okay, here comes Jay.
Hello, Tucker and Ted and Schlatt, I guess.
You were going to say my name before you even said Ted's name, but you changed your mind. Fuck you.
I can't hear what you said.
Sauces are terrible. They're not good. Like sauce on a hot, like ketchup on a burger.
Oh, fucking
fries,
white person detected.
Oh.
It's not enjoyable.
Wee-woo, wee-woo.
There's a fucking
the
cracker on
going
line.
Wee-woo, wee-woo.
Enjoy the
cracker on line one.
The sauce, the sauce is so overpowering and annoying.
Are we at the Ritz factory? Because I'm hearing a lot of cracker in here.
I hope you chuckle. I don't know. Sure.
Not chuckling after I heard that one.
So what did Tucker? Did you hear what you said? Otherwise, or
No, you guys were causing an absolute scene.
She just said sauces are bad.
Yeah, you want to hear more? You want me to go back?
No, I don't
want to
hear that again.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I mean, that's all. Like, you know, do we even need
to
hear
like
her?
She was like anti-ketchup, mustard, mayo. The word, you know.
It's fucked. Oh, she's fucked.
I mean, okay. I have some things to admit.
Uh-oh.
You better not come out with a statement against mayo right now.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid he was going to
no,
do.
No, no. Oh, my God. Actually, no. I will, whenever I order a McDonald's quarter pounder, I will actually add mayo to it.
Mm. Good choice.
Which which enhances and improves the...
Gets you a step closer to Mac sauce.
It does. But, you know, sometimes the Big Macs just don't... I feel like they're so messy. I get so much lettuce. Like, the lettuce just... I feel like when I bite into a Big Mac and it explodes with lettuce. And I'm just like, what am I doing here?
Listen, the perfect burger from McDonald's is a McDouble. You know why? Because it's two patties, one slice of cheese, and two buns. And while you're in the drive-thru, you say...
Love that. Dude, while you're in the drive-thru, fucking love that shit.
You say, I'd like no ketchup on it, just use mac sauce instead. And then you get the best of every single world of McDonald's hamburgers in one sandwich.
I gotta try that. Damn, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Well, the thing I was going to say is that... I think that sauces are really, really, really important, and I'm always a sucker, even a slut, for an orange sauce.
Orange.
And you know what I'm talking about? The orange sauce.
Like duck sauce?
Could be a Southwest mayo.
Oh, okay.
Could be a Chipotle aioli. Could be just like a Could be quite literally from Rainforest or. Yeah, from Rainforest Cafe. It could be called Boom Boom Sauce, but no matter what it is, it always slaps. What I will say, though, that's a potentially hot take, and maybe, you know, I might get screwed for this. I might. Ready?
Yeah.
Tucker, you ready?
Go for it.
Yes.
Go for
it. I think that marinara sauce reduces the quality and experience of a mozzarella stick.
Yes, but it enhances the quality of a chicken parm.
Fair.
I don't like Italians. So I'm going to hold off on this discussion. I don't even have an opinion.
I don't think Italians even eat that stuff.
Yeah, I don't even think they made it. I think I mean, Americans were mutations of the previous, you know, a lot of white Americans, mutations of the previous European folks. You know, you got an Italian person who's like walking around being Italian, and then you bring them to New York City, and then they start walking around. They're like, "How you doing?" You know.
How you doing?
Yeah. And it's like, and it's like, no. You know, you start calling things instead of it's like mozzarella. It's like it's mozzarella. It's
much.
You know, we're Americans. We're mutations. Okay. And I think that the mozzarella stick is a mutation of maybe something from before. But I will say, I think that like the marinara sauce, it's unless it's like a fucking excellent, delicious marinara sauce. I think a Chipotle aioli would be better in a mozzarella stick than marinara sauce. I think that if a good mozzarella stick on its own, you don't need anything else.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, because it's a
like
very
a good mozzarella stick doesn't need any sauce because it should have a little grease when you bite in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got
to
eat it hot.
The flavor needs to come through the veins. There's the veins.
Small temperature window in which you got to get those things down.
Yeah, and it needs when a mozzarella stick cools. Now that is a very tragic thing. You can eat cold pizza. You cannot eat a cold mozzarella stick. It's like biting
into
a fucking stick. Yeah. Have you had a mozzarella stick before, Schlatt? I'm confused.
I don't care about this Italian discourse. I don't care. Yeah, and you can be whatever you want. I don't care if you're a mutation, a permutation, a perversion, whatever the fuck you want. If you're spending $800 billion on your military every year, you can be whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, rock on, brother.
We run the fucking world, dude. You kidding me?
Yeah, we
can have a cheesecake.
Yeah, we do. We've got 11, as far as I know, 11 aircraft carriers.
How many do you have?
No country even comes close to that amount of aircraft carriers. I don't even think any country has half of the aircraft carriers that we have. It's not even close. It is not even fucking close.
I think we should be spending more money a year on our military.
Dude, I want to put fucking, I want to put boots on the moon. That's really what I'm looking for. Like,
fuck.
I'm thinking that we, if we get boots on the moon, we get like, we put like a straight up base there. There's nothing they're going to do. We start building a fucking artillery situation up there.
You can drop fucking rocks from up there, and they're going to get real quick on the way down.
Yeah, they will. As long as they don't burn up in the atmosphere, but we'll put some shielding
make them
on them.
Big enough. Yeah,
you start make them pointing them towards. Yeah. Start pointing them towards China. Think about it. How you doing?
We'd make more of those like funny little landscapes with the tall rocks. You know.
Wait, what?
No, nothing. Nothing.
You talking about like cairns?
No, you know the land from Avatar that they flew through.
Oh shit! Yeah.
And helicopter with the two copter wings on it.
Yeah. Yeah, rock on.
Yeah.
Yeah, how no, I want boots on the moon, though.
Policy idea policy? Right now. Policy idea.
For the government? Like a government policy?
Yes. Yes, we submit this.
Okay.
Change.org.
On change.org, notably the best place to create change in our society. Yes,
the White House has a petitioning system where if a petition gets 100,000 votes, they have to make a statement on it.
Uh-huh.
Here's
my
petition.
That is true, isn't it? Whitehouse.gov. That's Whitehouse.gov, though.
Yeah. Raise taxes on the wealthy.
Uh-huh.
All the money goes to the military.
Hey there. Did you know Ralph's always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Ralph's app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Ralph's today. Ralph's, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Interesting.
All of it. All the extra money.
That would be
fucking awesome.
That would be
is
crazy.
What you were gonna say.
I mean, that would be crazy.
Yeah,
that would be good. Yeah. I think we tax the wealthy. We put it towards the military. We start getting hover tanks.
We probably already have them.
Think about that, Tucker. You're the military guy. Think about a hover tank applications. Think about that. No more barbed wire. No more barbed wire. Barbed wire ain't a problem anymore.
That is.
You float
point.
Over it.
Well, usually we just blow it up because we're in a tank.
Yeah, I know. But imagine how fast you can go in a tank that's floating. That's terrifying.
That's a true. Discussion for Elon. Mm. That's totally something he would fund.
We're gonna beat him to it.
Yeah, there you go.
We're gonna beat Elon to it. We're gonna start putting boots on the moon, hover in the tanks, and we're gonna I don't know. We're gonna put a fucking nuke on the Boston Dynamics robots or something like that.
I feel like this entire podcast episode sounds like we are absolutely wasted. But we're not. I'm fully sober.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time right now. I'm enjoying talking about this. How you doing? All right. What's the next one? I think we answered this person's question. I don't actually remember what it was.
I don't remember either. But
oh yeah,
good
sauce. It's weird that they don't like sauce. Though I will say, with McDonald's fries, I don't actually really dip them in ketchup that often.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing with the grease thing. Like, I feel like the McDonald's fries are good enough on their own that you don't really need a fry to, you don't really need a sauce to supplement it.
And you can't let them get cold.
You can't. You gotta hold them like this. You gotta grab them like a fucking velociraptor and shove them in like that one meme of the guy with all the cigarettes in his mouth. You know what I'm talking about? Mm. Nah, whatever. Next thing.
Here comes Grace.
Hi, BLT. That's Bed, Lat, and Tucker, just to be clear. Hot take is that it should be normalized to pick your nose, and what should be taboo is what you do after you're done picking your nose. It should be okay to pick your nose, but if you're going to touch something and not wash your hands after, then you're the freak. Kisses.
I mean, if you use a tissue, you can pick your nose, you know?
Yeah. The weird thing is when you actually stick a finger in there. That's why I have a box of tissues with me at all times. I even carry those little, you know, those little like mini wrapped tissues. Always.
Yeah, the ones that sometimes are hard to get out of. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because they're folded in on themselves like four times. But yeah,
I mean,
I'd rather have that.
This is pretty cut and dry. I mean, I just don't think it's going to be socially acceptable to pick your nose. And also, like, what's going to happen? Somebody's like, someone's picking their nose, and then somebody's like, oh, don't do that. And someone's like, no, wait, they haven't done anything. You got to see. Let's see what yeah. happens next. like we gotta hold your tongue. Hold your tongue. Let's see where this goes. Like, nobody's going to do that. It's like, no, it's going to be like on. That. Seeing the thingy up there, that's where the reaction comes from, you know?
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah. Sorry, Grace. Sorry, dude. And also, she should be embarrassed.
Here comes Aiden.
It's me. You don't know. Want that. I'm really thankful.
Get a better... No, podcast. No. You next one. Next really one.
Wait, what no, I want to hear this. Doing? I want to see. No, I want to see this
underwater.
Through.
I've been listening.
I want
to
see this
stop.
Through. Keep playing it,
and I just want to say thank you, especially to you, Schlatt. I love you. I love you.
Who?
I love you.
Wow, you were about to shut that fucker up, dude. You were about to shut that fucker up, and now he's professing his love to you, and you were about
Aiden,
to say, "Get him out of here."
Aiden
you're about to
is
take
nothing
him to the
more to me
dump.
Than a number on a fucking screen, a fraction of the million. A psycho? I'm being
you're
realistic.
You're hearing his voice. You're hearing
I'm
his voice.
Realistic.
You're hearing his vocal cords vibrate.
I barely heard it because that shit fucking microphone he's using. Fuck you, Aiden.
Damn. Sorry, Aiden. Aiden with a Y. And if you're listening, if you're an audio listener, try to figure that one out.
Even worse.
Could be in the E zone, could be in the I zone. All right,
okay.
Evan.
Hi, Ted and Schlatt. Evan here, calling from California. Call. But don't worry, not Hobo LA or shit Francisco.
Fresno.
I'm calling in to ask, what ice cube shape is the superior shape? Circle, less surface area, better for alcohol. The little nugs, good for munching on. Crescent, basic ass ice fridge water, and coolers are all it's good for. Cube, because cube, obviously there are more. Discuss. Also, Ted, get that new couch.
I do gotta get a new couch. That's so true. I do need to replace the fucking couch, and that's probably half the reason Tucker chose this for the speak pipe.
We're not coming out till you get it.
So I did hear mention of the chewable ice. And, you know, at the end of the day, ever since I went to Style Switch in Austin, Texas, and I got a soda there, that really kind of changed my whole perspective. And I don't think I've ever really had chewable ice as good as that since, but I've tried to find it. I think, what did he specifically call it? Was it like this Evan guy, what did he specifically, he said it was basically chewable ice is the one I'm going for. The kind that you get out of the dispenser.
The Chick-fil-A ice.
Yeah, no. I think.
Worst ice right? by far. Worst ice by far. You always wind up with a really shit. From Chick-fil-A especially, I got to specify, I want low, light ice. Do not fill that fucking thing up because it'll be full of water by the end of it. Terrible.
Yeah, but don't... Are you not an ice chewer?
No. Ew, no. That hurts your teeth, man.
No, it doesn't.
Call me Chip Skylark, bitch.
Dude, chewing ice hurts about your teeth as much as chewing chips, man.
It hurts you. No, it doesn't. It hurts your teeth.
What, do you got weak bones, fucker?
No.
Bitch?
No. I drink a pint of milk a day.
Asshole?
Let me tell you what the best form of ice is. This one right here. Big.
Oh, that's where you went.
Cube, bitch. You seeing this? That's a
I'm
big
seeing it.
Fucking cube.
I'm seeing that.
You toss that in a fucking whiskey glass with a with a little sippy of Buffalo Trace in there. My God.
Yeah, I mean.
Woo!
Yes, yeah, sir. I guess. Yeah.
Let me get
I
the Buffalo
like,
Trace. Let me get the Buffalo Trace.
Dude, he can't resist having a little drink there. I don't know. I like chewable ice if I had to choose. I mean, there is some charm in having a big block of ice in a whiskey glass, you know? What do you think, Tucker?
The chewable ice, the problem is like it's so small. Ooh. If you get it at a restaurant, they fill it all the way up and you get no soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're done in 2 seconds.
Wait, you got the... Wait. Huh? Are you having a glass of whiskey in a fucking Pizza Hut cup right now? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that Pizza Hut cup from?
What?
It's a dining hall cup right there. Yeah,
that's a fucking that's a fucking Pizza Hut cup right there.
I got it from Webster.
Dining hall cups would be much smaller, Tucker, because they don't want you to. They want you to do more than one trip.
I got it from WebsterRantStore.com.
WebsterRantStore.com. Webstaurant store. This is that's a long laugh you're giving me right now. Red cup. How'd you find that so quick?
Is it this one?
Maybe.
Why'd you buy all these Pizza Hut cups?
Because I got a good deal on them on Webster Run Store.
What? It is a silly name, isn't it? Webster Run Store. Oh. Red Webster Run Store. This is where you get all
Buffalo
your shit?
Buffalo Trace got me feeling fucking like a G6 right now.
Wait, they got boots and benches, too.
They got everything on Webster Run.
Wait, this is awesome.
They got everything in bulk.
Do they have a new couch?
No.
Dude, they've got... they don't... But they've got booth seats. They've got, like, practically the seating that we sat at in the first Chuckle Sandwich thing.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's where all the restaurant owners shop on the web.
At WebsterRantStore.com?
Yes, WebsterRantStore. You don't know about this?
I didn't know about this, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you what. How you doing? I would if I had like, and I'm thinking more in terms of like if I was a little kid and I was making little kid choices, which are semi the choices I'd make now. I'd get like one like a big booth thing where it's like everyone's gonna slide in, and I'd make that my like dinner table setup. That'd be fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And you know what? I'd get like an old jukebox that you flip through. You know. You know the mini table size jukebox? You put a quarter in, and you got to flip it with that big disc that you spin, and it switches like four pages at a time? Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder if they sell it on WebsterRantStore.com.
I like that.
You think they got that on WebsterRant?
Damn, are you sponsored by these people or something?
Yeah. No. Yeah. You keep saying the name over and over again very specifically.
WebsterRantStore does not sponsor me. I don't have a business account with WebsterRantStore either.
Oh my god, man! They got storage racks. They got commercial shelving.
They got everything.
They got insulated food and beverage carriers. They've got janitorial supplies.
Hey, you know what their motto is? You want it, they got it. That's what they say.
Imagine if I buy a home, I get myself a commercial dishwasher. I'm talking about the kind that like you pull it down and it goes.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Fuck yeah, dude! You should get a commercial toaster. Like a vertical toaster. You could get like 600 slices of bread a minute.
Yes. I don't even know what I'd need that for, but it would work.
It'd be awesome. You got to heat it up for
industrial
like 30 minutes.
Shelving, yeah. Packing tables, industrial workbenches.
Yeah.
This is great.
Hey, Tucker, let's do another one.
Okay. Let's do.
No, I'm not done. I'm still looking.
No. Get off Webster Run Store. We'll keep it for later.
I can't.
I am fucked up off this Buffalo.
Guillermo.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Schlatt. My hot take is that Jackie Kennedy started Cars for Kids on her deathbed so she could spread the consumption of scrap metal among the youth of America.
Do you think they give them the fucking cars? Are you stupid? You think 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS is just taking the car? And they give it to someone? No.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the fuck
actually,
is your problem? They fucking flip it to Carvana.
No, I changed my mind. People could think it'd be like, oh, it's like a soup kitchen for kids.
I fucking hated that commercial growing up.
For eating metal, dude.
And yet you can
recite it. You can recite it, can't you?
All my most unfavorite commercials I can recite.
Well, I'll tell you one that's smooth and good.
Okay.
805-82-300 Empire today.
Boom. I was
now
just thinking that.
Is art right there.
Let me tell you one that I really remember. Hi, I'm Uncle Magic, the hip-hop magician. And I'm Shaquem the Clown. I'm the one that celebrities call for their kids' birthday parties. No, I'm the one that celebrities call for their kids' birthday parties.
Schlatt, I have no idea what you're talking about. You sound insane.
We have magic shows, games for kids, popcorn machines, cotton candy machines, and bouncing castle. Call for your kids' birthday parties.
Oh, I would not call for this man.
213-MAGIC. Who's your favorite uncle? Uncle Magic!
Dude, that's... I need to watch this. Uncle Magic? Dude, I've never, ever seen this individual in my life.
Damn, you were pretty good at this.
You were! You were excellent. Wait, you know the whole script.
Who's your favorite uncle?
Uncle Magic!
Wow.
I even got the bro fist at the end.
Oh my god. Wow, that was a roller coaster. Nostalgia. Dude, that's Dude, I haven't had that happen in a long time where somebody just full confidence recites something that's completely nostalgic to them. And just like Tucker and I are sitting here and we've got no clue what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, man.
Good times, man. Good vibes, Uncle Magic. So hip-hop magician. He came to my birthday party once.
He did?
Yeah.
He came to your, you met him?
Yeah. And Shaquem the Clown.
This guy seems like a celebrity. Dude, that video has 240,000 views.
The celebrities call him for their kids' birthday parties.
We have no evidence if that's true, too. Like, he could just be saying that.
I have no idea where Uncle Magic got the budget to run as many commercials as he did, but I heard him every fucking hour.
Man, he must have been doing like 4 birthdays a day to be able to afford the marketing budget.
How many?
Dude must have been speeding along the streets.
Bro,
how
fucking localized was this ad to my area? That dude is advertising that much. There's only one Uncle Magic. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Dude,
now that I think about it.
That is crazy. That is awesome. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. What about what commercial I hated as a kid was Bob's Discount Furniture.
Bob's
Furniture.
Yeah, I know. Fucking everyone knows them. Bob, dude. Yeah, Bob's Discount.
Yeah, no.
Furniture.
He always showed up in the commercial and be like, I fucking hate you. But then there'd be Jordan's Furniture, where the guy with the ponytail will come on, and he was like a sponsor of the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. That's more of a local thing.
Oh, that was great.
There'd be like this old guy with a ponytail that would come on, and he would just be chatting. And I remember thinking as a kid, this guy is the coolest motherfucker I've ever seen. Because you never see adults just rocking a ponytail, especially not in the 2000s. Just like, it's unheard of, you know?
Yeah.
This guy rolls in, he's rocking a fucking ponytail. He's rolling in. He's going, "How you doing?" And he's got his fucking ponytail.
How you doing?
Look at this guy.
If anyone listening to the Chuckle Sandwich podcast ever had Uncle Magic come to your birthday party as well, can you confirm that the magic show is just him pouring a can of Coke into a glass? Or did he only do that for me?
Let us know, please. Please let us know about this.
Let us know.
Also, not a fun name. Not a super fun name for a guy, children's entertainer. Uncle Magic?
The hip-hop magician?
Uncle Magic.
And Shaquem the Clown.
And Shaquem the Clown? Did we see Shaquem the Clown? Is that the same? Is it the same guy?
You sure did.
Did he just change?
Go back to the commercial. No. Okay, go back to the commercial.
Bring up the commercial. Did he change into, or is that a different individual?
I'll say is I never saw him in the same room.
Magic,
Yeah, he just poured Coke into a cup for the magic show. There it is! There it is! No, that's exactly what he did! He poured a Coke into a glass!
But he's not holding the glass.
That was the whole magic trick!
The glass is floating, though.
No, he was holding the fucking thing.
So what's the trick, then?
Popcorn machine, cotton candy machine, and a bouncy castle. Didn't even bring the fucking bouncy castle. I guess my parents didn't pay for the bouncy castle edition.
Popcorn as a product is pretty magical, you know? It's like, yeah. It starts as a kernel, and then it's like, not that thing, and you can eat it.
That's true.
It's also magical how, without fail, every time I go to the movies to get popcorn, I will always get some of that kernel stuck in my teeth, and it will be...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It will haunt me. Oh, man, that was a roller coaster, man. What's the next speak pipe?
Here comes Kate.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Schlatt.
Hey.
Hope you're having a lovely day. My hot take is that Ted's glasses are definitely fake and they don't even do anything.
Well, that's a bold thing to say. They are very real. I would be in danger if I drove without my glasses on. I mean, I don't need to be fucking legally blind in order to have glasses that are real. I'm offended, actually. Now, Tucker knows. Tucker backed me up with real glasses.
Well, didn't you go through a period where you weren't wearing them?
Yeah, I was wearing...
What was that?
I was wearing daily contacts.
No.
Yes. He was calling himself Theo, too.
Yes, I was wearing... Asshole.
That was during his Theo phase.
No, it wasn't, actually, because I need to get a new, I've honestly been thinking about wearing contacts again I've been going through my longest period of wearing my glasses because I just haven't really gotten around to going to the glasses person to be like, hey, can I have a prescription for contacts, please? Did you know in Illinois, also known as Illinois, in order to get contacts, I learned this from Eddie Burback. You have to prove that you can put them in within an allotted time period, or they won't let you have them.
Wow.
I just thought that was a little silly.
Yeah, that is a little silly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but my glasses are real. I need them to see. It's on my license. I've got corrective lenses.
I got my pair of glasses in.
What do they look like?
They're, aviators.
Prescription aviators?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like Joe Biden.
Cool.
Shout out Gabriel.
Shout out.
who gave me the pair. He was working the front desk at the place.
He gave you his?
No, he got my prescription.
Oh.
And then he handed me the glasses and he said, hey man, are you the famous YouTuber?
And I just went, that?
Yeah, I am. Give me my
glasses. Are you slipping for a kiss, too? Like, why'd you say it like that?
Oh, man. I put them on, and then I asked him, hey, Gabriel, do these make me look like a serial killer? And he said yeah, kind of. Yeah.
And then
Shout out, Gabriel.
And then you smiled at him and left without saying another word, I imagine.
Let me go find him.
All right.
I found him. They weren't too far away.
Sweet. Put those shit on. Oh, you got it. Oh, we got the J Schlatt with the low taper fade.
Huh?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
What's going on?
I got Schlatt with the low taper fade.
Ted, are you upset that Schlatt has nicer hair than you?
Tucker, Adeline.
Sorry, dude. Hot take episode.
If I could spank you, I would.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Nah, yeah, I'm sure you would.
Hey, me and Tucker are becoming great friends recently on this podcast. Everything I say just lights up his face like a Christmas tree.
It does. Honestly, you could, dude, it's funny when something you say, like when it really tickles Tucker, because you can see him trying to keep himself like silent and not involve himself. Oh,
what do we think?
Not aviators. These are.
Yes, they are.
Oh, are they technically considered aviators even without the sunglasses portion?
What are you talking about? They are aviators.
Wow. Yeah, no. I mean, I didn't understand what you were talking about earlier when it came to the serial killer look, but I mean, I mean, like, yeah,
that smolder.
Dude. Yeah, like, I mean, like, dude, that's. I'll tell you what. If you're wondering, though, if you really don't, if the jury's still on out on whether or not you are, you know, a serial killer, look, I say get yourself like the greasiest sweater you got, gray. Put some like fucking. Put some jeans on and like just go to like a corner and put your hands like all the way in your pockets. Not like the cool kind where your thumb's sticking out. Put full like fist. This, like... Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Yeah. And look around. Yeah, and look around a lot. And if somebody walks by, maybe like stare at them or follow them for like maybe 30 paces and then like turn around if they notice.
Yeah, I got a silver pair too.
Well, that's good. It's good to have options when constructing the outfit we were just describing.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, dude. Well, I'm proud of you.
Why?
I don't know.
My vision is degrading,
dude. That's
why I have these. Why are you?
I didn't know how to respond to that at all. No one's ever asked me why when I say I'm proud of them. That was crazy. Why?
I mean, because
I feel bad now
this,
for saying
glasses,
I was proud of you.
These glasses are a result of my vision degrading. So, like, why did you? What are you congratulating me for? What did I do?
I don't know. For listen,
hey, congrats, man.
Sorry, man,
on
dude,
your
I'm
health
sorry.
Condition worsening,
dude.
Congrats on
I'm
your
sorry.
Nearsightedness.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your fucking eyeballs are weirdly shaped. That you. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I'm more sorry that like he said that you looked like a serial killer and you walked out of that store with him on. Still,
no. I wanted.
You
that's why
wanted
I got the aviators.
On?
Yeah, I
like
wanted
the,
to look
like
a fucking serial killer.
Is this the facial hair part two thing? Like, this is all because of your face reveal?
I don't think regular glasses would fit me, you know? I feel like the only way this works is if I'm...
Yeah, no, that does work. That does work. Audio listeners love you to death. Slad is standing kind of like with his hands in a bit of a velociraptor form where he's got his left hand kind of cupping and holding his wrist so his right hand kind of like hangs down. And it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. And speaking of this is good. I think this will work, Slad.
There's been a killer running around Austin.
I think that people might actually not recognize you as much with
no,
those glasses
fuck
on.
No.
I think that it does actually change your face a lot, though. I think it makes you less recognizable.
Really?
I think it does actually make you less recognizable. Tucker, what do you think?
It's going to be hard to beat the chops, dude.
Oh, no. The chops are like...
I know. I can't see past them most of the time. I'm looking at them and just like...
Bro, I saw one fucking person in my life with mutton chops. One other person at fucking Barnes & Noble. And he walks right by me. I'm like, my face is lit up. I'm like, dude. And he doesn't even look at me. The fuck?
He's probably... That all about? How old was he? How old did he look?
He was like my age.
Oh.
I was like, bro, nice. And he just did not even fucking acknowledge me.
I was
going to
say, he could have been like an experienced chop.
What if he was imitating you and he saw you, but he knows you? He's like, look at this fucking Schlatten person here.
Yeah, fuck.
My chops are better.
He's never going to get as good as me. I got this damn pat. I'm not even going to acknowledge this guy.
Dude, sometimes I do think about like, what percentage of people with mutton chops currently are doing it because of me? I feel like it's a non-zero, like it could very well be 1% of all the people with mutton chops.
I think it could be 50%.
I think anyone under your age, Schlatt,
gotta be in
the upper percentiles. Like it's gotta 100%. Be more than 50%.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's gonna be a rise in aviators too. Rise in aviators and chop combo.
I mean, I think that's a bit of a 70s look, though.
And a rise in serial killers.
A 70s and 60s look that I feel like maybe didn't go away as much. Whereas the mutton chops are more of like an 1810s look that kind of went away a while ago.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
But hey, Keep you warm in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we've got time for one more. What do you say? What do you say?
I'll do one more. I got plenty of time now. That Buffalo Trace has gotten me loose.
One more hot take. Give us your best hot take, Tucker. I want the best one.
I don't know. This is Grace. We might have had a Grace already.
I hate bitches named Grace. I hate bitches named Grace.
Is that there are simply not enough convenience stores and gas stations in any of the national parks, and it's really not feasible for the amount of travel they expect visitors to do. Thank you.
Sounds like somebody ran out of gas.
I picked this one because I hated it.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody ran out of gas and didn't think ahead. Wait, you want us? What do you want us putting a fucking 7-Eleven on the Going to the Sun Trail in Glacier National Park?
Like, she's talking like it's an amusement park. Like, she's like, it's more than they expect us to do. I'm like, you don't have to go. Like, it's not an amusement ride.
Yeah, she's talking about national, not even national monuments, like national parks.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like the parks are already like too, like, modern. Yeah,
they got gift stores. They've got
good shops. Like, it's already too much. Yeah. Shit. All the roads are paved.
I'll tell you one thing, though, Tucker. You would be surprised with the amount of, like, backcountry land there is in most national parks, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's an insane amount of backcountry area in, like, Yosemite and stuff where it's like, there's not anything marked and stuff. And it's like, you go in there and you just survive.
The main drag of Yosemite, though, is pretty brutal. In terms of like people and traffic and capitalism.
Good time to go is April, I found. April.
Hmm.
I love gas stations. I love convenience stores. One of my favorite things about Japan. What? No. Seriously.
No. Here we go. Yeah. Just tell us why we gotta put a fucking Loves. In fucking Grand Canyon. Like, tell me why we gotta put a fucking sheet.
I'm not saying shit about putting sheets in the fucking Grand Canyon. I'm saying there should be more around where we live. I'm saying fix the fucking zoning fucking problems with this country and get some goddamn family marts right outside my door so I could go there at 3 a.m. and get a fucking tall boy for 70 cents.
You know...
Walk into a strip mall.
There is some charm of being able to walk to stores. Like, for the stuff that's in my area that I can walk to, it's pretty nice. Like, there's like a place that has breakfast that I can walk to from where I live.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Dude, in Japan, you are a 2-minute walk away from the convenience store.
Anywhere.
I'm telling you.
What about
anywhere,
like, middle of nowhere places? Like, what about the place that they moved to in my neighbor Totoro?
They got a Family Mart right next to Ikea.
They don't.
They got a Family Mart. It's open 24/7. It's open 24/7. You walk in at 3 a.m. They say Ohio goes on.
No way. Yes, in the town that my neighbor Totoro was in, they had a Family Mart.
Yes, they do. They had a Family Mart. They just
he's been there.
That wasn't part of Hayao Miyazaki's vision. And let me tell you something. You walk out of the Family Mart and across the street, there's another one.
I want to go to Japan.
You should.
I want to go.
You should. I'm going again this year. Probably twice, maybe three times.
I'll come with. Okay. I'm trying to travel more just for the shits and gigs. Yeah.
You should.
I can. I need to get my new passport, though. I need to get my new passport.
You do need to do that. You should do that.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. We've had some rough endings to podcasts lately. We don't know how to fucking put a cap on some of this shit.
I'll pop a cap in Grace in that little kill zone of Yellowstone in Idaho. You know, that little square where there's no laws. Mm-hmm. Chucklers, send in fuck, marry, kills. Chucklers, send in fuck, marry, kills. Fuck, marry, kills is the next episode of Chuckle
Chucklers.
Chucklers
for the next. Go to speakbite.com/chucklesandwich.
Yeah.
Send
in fuck,
your,
marry, kills, baby.
Your most egregious, could be most controversial, whatever. Fuck, marry, kills. If you don't know how fuck, marry, kill works, it's basically three options, and we will choose which we want to fuck, which one we want to marry, and which one we want to kill. So please
send
those in.
You think that would be, like, you know, ascertainable from the title, fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it will.
I am wasted. I'm gonna go.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week then. Okay. Good to see you.
I got some people to kill.
Yeah, honestly, I'll say without the headphones on. Actually, this is kind of a look.
Huh?
It looked more intense with the headphones on, but the glasses do look good without the headphones on. It's like a vibe. I'm vibing with it.
You think?
Yeah. No, you're looking good right now. I like this. I genuinely like this. You got a crisp cut.
You think so? You think I look hot?
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Would you fuck me or would you marry me? Or would you?
I'd kill you.
Okay. Well, I was gonna fuck you and marry Tucker and kill Charlie, which means I got two to go.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. You could turn $10 into $250. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/fan and use code FAN. That's code FAN at prizepicks.com/fan.
Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.